This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Okay, time for the Good Day and DJV crew to work on the Talkers charts for the week of October 3rd to the 7th. The stories, the big ticket items, if you will, in conversation, and the people that are being discussed. We'll go through the list. We're going to go through it with you, and then we'll pick out a few of these items and see if we can come up with something new that you haven't heard before. That's the whole idea of having this conversation, to add a little bit of light to the otherwise darkness of things. And most of the stuff that comes up, sadly, are, most of these items are very negative. And so how do we turn it into something that means something to you, something that happens for you in your brain? That's the idea here. In joining me in the conversation, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden. The top items this week: unusual things at number 10, what's going on, the playoffs and baseball, the action on the NFL side of things, the Kardashian jewelry heist, whether that's worth another moment or not. We'll decide, let the ladies decide on that one, Richie. The NSA contractor who was arrested, WikiLeaks, and the two things, well, there are two hacker stories this week. One of them is the document drop threat against Hillary Clinton. The other one is what happened to all those hundreds of millions of people that had Yahoo accounts. Immigration policy is in the top 10. The hurricane certainly is. What's going on in the Middle East? The debate between the two vice presidential candidates and the presidential race. I noticed that Mr. Pence delivered another attack on Hillary Clinton. What good does all this? I've said this. This is why I'm tuned out to this. All they do is talk about each other. When are we going to find out what you're going to do? Why should I vote for you? You're telling me why I shouldn't vote for Hillary Clinton. What do I need you to tell me that for? I need you to tell me what it is that you're going to do as president that'll make a difference. And attacking somebody else isn't telling me a doggone thing.
Well, I think that's true, and it's probably a frustration. But when you have this election cycle, we have something so weird happening where the unlikable numbers for both candidates are so high that this is how they're sort of having to tackle it. Like, if you kind
they
of
don't
by
have
now
to, they choose
well,
to.
Well, by now you know what Hillary Clinton's policies are, and you know what Donald Trump's policies are. So now you're trying to give in motion. Yeah, I mean, I think you do. If you've been paying attention, I mean, Donald Trump specifically, I can't believe I'm saying this, but he's actually given out more policies, held those policy speeches, so you kind of know what his top tier issues are. But when you get into now, when we have 30 days left, it's like you're trying to mobilize the voters that go, oh, I really don't like Hillary Clinton. I don't know if I can vote for Donald Trump. And so you have the Donald Trump people saying, well, she's so bad, trying to gain momentum so that those people go out and vote for Donald Trump and vice versa.
It reminds me of children playing in a sandbox or out on the playground in school. That's what this reminds me of. It's not to run, become arguably the most powerful person in the world.
I would say that's an insult to kids in a sandbox.
Okay. You may be right about that, Richie. Yeah. So now, do we want to add anything when it comes? We have two peas in a pod here, both presidential race and the vice presidential debate. I thought that Pence, in the beginning anyway, accounted well for himself by not jumping into the same obnoxious tone that Cain had. The two of them didn't come across well, but Pence is somebody that I haven't supported and don't care for his policies, especially when it comes to social issues, but I thought he looked more the part than did Cain. I thought Cain looked like someone who'd just been thrown out of a job as a high school hockey coach.
I think from what I've heard that Tim Kaine is not like a bad guy, but I think he was so told when he was prepped to go in and attack, 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 and I think he was given all these talking points and he was uncomfortable with them, so he just went in and they all sort of just came out all at once and it just didn't do him
any
favors.
Why can't these people just be themselves? I'm still not convinced that Donald Trump is being Donald Trump. although maybe he's being more himself than
none of them
are
ever
the
are. I mean, when they're in the election, they always go to the center. They give you what you want to hear for a year, year and a half, and then when they get elected, it's a whole different story anyway.
Right.
Hey, by the way, did you know Tim Kaine's eyebrow has his own Twitter account?
Yes.
No, Rich.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's at Kaine's eyebrow, and it says
that thing is really wow. That thing's really
cool. Yeah. It says arched and ready to go, raising Kaine and
so
eyebrows.
When he gets a haircut, he doesn't. The guy doesn't do the clipper thing and clean up his eyebrows.
He might be aware of it now.
But it's just so it's like 3 inches higher than the other one.
Right. So he does look like a clown. I mean, there is like a clown effect to the face, kind of a surprised clown sort of.
Mm-hmm. How much discussion do you think the discussion of Donald Trump's tax avoidance? I feel like I'm John McLaughlin now. Did that sort of hit its high point and go away as quickly as it came in?
I think it's gone from the conversation now. I think it'll probably come back at the debate on Sunday. Mm-hmm. But you know, the story here for me is
to what end? Anybody who sticks their foot in that risks having the information that really is pertinent to American business come back and make them not look good. If Hillary takes that approach, she probably isn't going to look too good at the end of the conversation.
Well, that's just it. I think what she's going to try to say is that he's not being transparent because he hasn't released his tax returns, even though he doesn't have to, and he says he will after, after his investigation or his audit is over with the IRS. I would say if he did it right now, it would be campaign suicide. It would be such a distraction. But I think the greater issue here is just how much the media has dictated this presidential election. And there's a couple of reasons.
Media?
Yeah,
the
there's
media
a couple
is
of
books. And movies and
yes,
music.
Yes, the news media. The news media has dictated the presidential election. Mm-hmm. And I think if you look in the primary, the media was very favorable to Donald Trump and kind of helped him, I think more than the other candidates, I think helped him along the way a little bit. Then they completely turned on him and started doing these ridiculous headlines like the one that you saw in the New York Times about the taxes, saying, insinuating that Donald Trump didn't pay taxes for 18 years when nothing in that article said anything except under the law he didn't have to. But we didn't have any of his tax returns proving that, and it was kind of misleading. You've seen it all the way along. When Alicia Machado was mentioned in the last debate, you have the Clinton campaign that had already coordinated this attack with the media so that Cosmo and Reuters and several other media outlets were ready to go with produced pieces on Alicia Machado as soon as Hillary Clinton name-checked her. And it's really an interesting thing when the media starts dictating who we're voting for the president.
You mean Alicia Machado, the accomplice to murder?
Miss Universe. That's right.
Miss Universe and accomplice to murder.
Driving the getaway car.
Yeah, driving the getaway car.
She was just being a supportive girlfriend, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 14 past the hour. Countdown review by the Good Day Gang.
How fast are Allegra gel caps? It's raking the leaves and loving it fast. How strong are Allegra gel caps?
I'm running with my favorite workout partner, Strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms. It starts working in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's saying yes to pick up football with the guys, Strong.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Hi, this is Jennifer Horn from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. We'd love to hear your opinions. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us why you listen. Tell us about yourself. Tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 in cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A congressman named Matthew Lyon was indicted for writing a letter to the editor criticizing the president. He was put on trial, fined $1,000, and sentenced to 4 months in jail. That was in 1800, and the law under which he was prosecuted was quickly repealed when Americans realized what a threat it was to their constitutional rights. But that didn't settle it forever. In 2015, the Federal Communications Commission held public hearings to discuss how to regulate online political speech. On websites like YouTube and blogs like The Drudge Report, we need to look through the lens of liberty and realize that our freedom is as insecure today as ever, and it is still the duty of all citizens to defend it.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save. But since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and sun salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
How fast are Allegra gel caps? It's raking the leaves and loving it fast. How strong are Allegra gel caps?
I'm running with my favorite workout partner, Strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms. It starts working in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's saying yes to pick up football with the guys, Strong.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
17 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, reviewing the items of interest, four or five of the things that seem to be most serious, the situation with the hurricane as week comes to the end, the western tip of Haiti has been cut off, isolated, pretty much the death and destruction there is something that no one is going to be able to account for weeks and weeks because there's no communication. Nothing has been fixed since the earthquake there. And how long ago was that? That was well over a year ago, I think, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
A couple years ago. It's been a couple of years ago now? Yeah.
5 years ago, at least?
Nah.
Six? 11, I think. 2011.
Has it been that long ago?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, nothing's been done on the island to fix their problems. And now this whole hurricane thing has made a mess of that and many other areas as well. The Bahamas always seem to be number one on the hit parade when it comes to getting the brunt of most every hurricane because they're just in the wrong place. No matter where it starts, and it sort of ends up covering or wiping out parts of Bermuda.
That's a good point, though, because the Bahamas seems to bounce back very quickly.
Yes, well, that's because they have
so much.
It's an English protectorate, and they have the money from England, plus there are a lot of expats that live there. Mm-hmm. And so they expect it's a very, very formal community.
It's very resilient to all the storms.
Yes. Yeah. But they have plenty of trouble there. But who wants to be? You can imagine on Monday morning when everybody wakes up looking around at the mess that is going to be the story for the next month, I'll bet, maybe even more than that. And one wonders, as we get ready to the election, whether FEMA is going to become a part of the conversation here. The Federal Emergency Management Association seems to have messed up pretty much everything since Hurricane Katrina. They haven't had a good rap, so I don't know. I have no words to describe it. I think about this is another just foolish government program. It has good intentions and has good reason for it to be, but they can't seem to be able to manage it.
Mismanagement. Mm-hmm. It gets too big.
Yeah, it's way, way, way too big. And they have too much money, discretionary money, at their disposal, and so they use it, and oftentimes no common sense is attached to it.
Always interesting to see how these natural disasters affect presidential elections. You know, it's both candidates pulled their offices out of Florida because of the storm. And who knows? You're right. Does the incumbent take the hit like a Hillary Clinton if FEMA's bad, or if they're great, does she get a boost?
Mm-hmm. That's it. Whether there's early voting, isn't there?
Didn't Florida already start an early
vote on?
And Hillary Clinton's people are actually trying to extend it now because of the storm.
Extended to after November 8th?
Extend the early vote. Because there's an early voting period.
Yeah.
So she wants to extend it because of the storm.
So who made that rule? Is that a law? A rule? And who made it and on whose behalf was it made? Who makes these decisions like this?
Isn't it state by state?
Mm-hmm. It ought to be. Why would you say, well, we have to get your early votes in by this time? Why?
Because then they vote up late votes.
No. If you vote until November 8th, then that ought to be legitimate. It should be counted. It shouldn't be, well, you're going to have your votes in by October the 13th. Says whom? It's 21 after.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Three after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Keelan, part of the Good Day Gang and the DJV Gang, working our way through the information Talkers Magazine has supplied us with, the charts, the top stories, top topics of the week, and certainly the arrest of this NSA contractor, what they allege, the feds allege, that he illegally removed highly classified information and stored the stuff in his home and his car. So they got a search warrant and they found all the stuff in his home and his car. Not exactly the brightest guy that probably ever worked for the NSA, but it does bring us around to thinking about Edward Snowden. I've said this all week long because last weekend I saw the movie Snowden, thought it was a very important movie. For all Americans to see, so you can understand what really went on, at least from the storyteller's point of view. So is this guy trying to be another Snowden? And where's he going to go?
Like
did he already have
a better job?
Did he have his ticket to Moscow already bought?
Yeah, I was about to say, you better be ready to pay the price if you're going to play the game.
Yep. See, I think that Snowden's deal, after seeing the movie and reading a little bit more into this, he's been there in Russia for a year. He has a three-year pass or a visa to stay there, as he will. His girlfriend has gone over there to be with him and live with him. And I'm thinking, and I don't think this is a stretch, you know, the Russians may have some smart people, but Snowden is way beyond smart. He's off the charts in understanding how to do all of this stuff. And I think you could make a very good, although are you ever going to prove it, that Snowden may have been responsible for all these hacks that were attributed to the Russians. He could figure out how to do it. He could figure out how to do anything when it comes to this kind of technology. I think the guy, from the way he's portrayed and what I read about him as well, he's an absolute genius. And what a shame that we drive him away because of our own stupid policies. Mm-hmm. And we're going to drive this guy away. He could help us in so many ways. He has helped us in so many ways. But to demonize him and make him, the government wants us to think he's a traitor. He's not a traitor at all. But I don't know any. I don't know about this other guy, whether he's just not that bright. I'm thinking he's not. He's not probably much of a loss to the company. And by the way, that company's called what? Booz something something. What
kind it's of? It's got a weird name.
Booz Allen.
Yeah.
Booz Allen.
It's huge.
How is you? What I
huge.
work for Booz Allen.
Yeah, my neighbor. 10 of my neighbors work for them.
I bet.
Where are you? What do they do?
Drink heavily all day.
Yeah, they do. They're government
sneaky
they
spies?
Huh?
Are they sneaky spies? They're sneaking around listening to you?
They provide everything from lawyers to consultants to tech to everything for the government.
Why? Why does the government need all these people?
That's a whole other conversation.
Well, I think it's a good conversation. That's part of what Trump has said this week, that he believes that 70% of the regulations could be revisited and either changed or eliminated. And when he says things like that, that really rings a bell with people like me. Even if we think he's a buffoon and it doesn't understand, like a Tourette's person, how to keep his mouth shut, and then you put that aside, and this is what people want. The government is way crazy out of control. And so, and you keep a leg. Look at the number, the few challenges there are to congressional seats and senatorial seats. What, about a third of them have any serious challenge associated with them? And for all the complaining that we do about how bad the government is run, how come there aren't more people who are stepping up to the plate to run and try to fix things?
Because I think most people feel like this is just the equivalent of slamming your head against a brick wall. I mean, there's nothing that one person feels they can do. People don't even feel that their vote counts.
That's because
well, it doesn't.
We take it.
My vote doesn't count. My vote will count for nothing.
But the fact that we give that message to young people and we don't teach civics in school anymore, young people are so frustrated because they don't think that they can change anything because we don't teach them how.
What the government is doing is sowing the seeds of its own destruction, and that's the height of arrogance. It's ignorance and arrogance, and that's what's going on here in my estimation.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools. tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 34 after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, reviewing the Talkers magazine. At Talkers.com, you can find Talkers, the magazine, and the list of things that are going on. Follow Talk Radio. There's Talkers TV, Talkers. It's all about talking. We're talking. We're talk. Spend hours a day talking on the radio about things that are often significant. Sometimes they're inane. I think some of the things that show up on the list here sometimes are inane. The Kardashian jewelry heist would have, had it not been for the lesson it taught a lot of people about how to use social media, would have been just another Kardashian play in terms of getting coverage for their ridiculous lifestyle. But there's a warning here. Victoria, you've been all over this week, trying to have people understand what the real significance of this. This is number 8 this week on the story chart from Talkers Magazine. The fact that she was robbed at her hotel, but there certainly are a lot of other insights that come from this, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I think the real lesson to be learned here is it doesn't matter if you're a celebrity or not. If you're on social media, you have to really be careful. You shouldn't post pictures of your valuables. You shouldn't post pictures of what the inside of your home looks like.
And your location.
And if you're Instagramming at a restaurant, wait until you're home before you post the pictures of what you ate, you know, and things like that. It's just, it's common sense, but it hasn't really hit home until this story, which the Kardashians, like them or not, they do really impact a lot of people, and they influence a lot of younger millennials. And it's a harsh lesson that Kim had to learn. It's a very terrifying lesson. But, you know, this could happen to a lot of people on any level.
Wow.
Yeah.
Don't they always tell you, and it does,
because remember, I mean, whenever anybody tells you anything about being safe and secure, the first thing they tell you is when you're on vacation, it's maybe not the best idea to post pictures or say when you're leaving, because people that know where you live are going to go and case you're, you know, take
absolutely
to knock off your house. It's pretty ridiculous.
Let's back up a little bit here. Other than jewelry of the type that the Kardashians have, what does the average person have in his or her house that's worth stealing? Really?
Well, I mean, there's
computer,
even stories.
Yeah,
computers, TVs, electronics.
Like,
yeah.
Well, really, what's that worth in comparison to What else you have in your house? So
when
what's
you're
a TV?
So addicted,
$1,000 or
well, when you're addicted to drugs or something, I mean,
yeah.
Come on. When you're that's you may break into a house for $600 worth of stuff.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I get that. But people that are all worked up about this and they have these elaborate. The house that I moved into had this elaborate way of putting alarms here in this room and special cameras. And that.
Are you going to really say what's the big deal?
I am saying.
Is that what you're going to really say?
Yeah, that's what I'm really going to say.
Clearly, you're not a woman. Because, first of all, what's the big deal from a financial perspective? Not everybody has enough money to replace the stuff, all the stuff in their home that could be stolen. Number two, as a woman, and this is where men disconnect, is that there is also a level of safety and security that you find in your house. And when you are robbed or burglarized, or you have a homeless lady living on your patio, there's a huge sense of violation that makes it really.
I'm not disputing that. I'm not. That's not my point.
Difficult. I mean, that's why we have locks on our door.
Yeah, I get that. Because you don't want people to come in that you don't want in your house. But when it comes to all these elaborate security devices that are put in to keep people from getting into your house, the really sophisticated thieves know how to get around all that stuff. I'm just saying that I think.
But the sophisticated thieves won't know what's in your house if you're not posting pictures of stuff. That's the overall
point. I don't disagree with that. Yeah. I think if you look at every one of the stories this week on the charts, every single one of them has it, and maybe this is true of everything in our lives now, has a social media connection. Either comments of a huge number of listeners or viewers or people that are voters when it comes to the politics and the presidential debate. But when it comes down to Hurricane Matthew, some of what goes on social media may be helpful. When it comes to the WikiLeaks thing and what happened at Yahoo and other things that, again, are directly related to this. I'm just now looking at all of these things and thinking every single one of them has a social media component to them.
Because it's so intertwined in our lives, it's connected to everything.
Right. Yeah. Look at this NSA contractor who was arrested. This guy, this is the technology we're talking about being used against the government. It's a whole new world. I guess I reflect back a little bit as I get close to my next birthday. I go back over the years and think how this all has changed. And most of us have been able to keep up with much of it, not all of it. But we do wonder what the benefits are. Do the benefits outweigh the liabilities when it comes to all of this technology? There's computer screens in front of me. You take your smartphone with you. Even if you don't have a smartphone, cellular phone technology. Look at how that has changed the way we converse with people, loved ones, friends, people at work. And so everything sort of comes together. It is the motivating force in the world now.
Yeah.
It is.
Yep.
It's not doing good or wars, doing bad. It's the motivating force for anything getting done. Anything wraps itself around social media and technology, the technology that brings us that sort of thing.
Well, social media is the new if a tree falls and no one hears it. I mean, social media is if it's not on social media, did it even happen at this
right.
point?
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. So, but the technology, the other side of it is, let's take a football game. And watch the coaches and the assistant coaches and people on the field and all the communication that goes with the people who are somewhere else, or they're up in the stands looking down or whatever. The whole thing hasn't become a game of skill. It's a game of communication. You can say Tom Brady's very skillful, and I suppose, yeah, you can make that argument. But look at none of these guys have to really think for themselves.
Tom Brady's not a great example there because he actually calls his own plays much of the time.
And
the Terry Bradshaws of the day, they never talked to their coach until they went off to the sideline. Now every guy's just standing there going, okay, this is what they're telling me we should do.
Yeah.
Don't they also have in their helmets? Don't they?
They
have,
do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah, so the offensive coordinator calls
in
the
plays. In their ear, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So that's
that is amazing,
changes.
Actually, Doug. I've never thought about that. But yeah. Can you imagine, like, the Leatherheads? You know, we were talking about that earlier this week.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine?
They actually had to think about what they were doing. Yeah, nobody has to think about anything anymore. Somebody's speaking, either they're showing you on a screen or speaking into your head. It kind of reminds me of a scene from Person of Interest where, you know, everybody's talking to everybody in these Capcoms. And it just is really...
Debate moderators aren't even really doing it. They've got, they've got
somebody's
the producer
telling them
in their
producer
ear. Somebody's in the ear.
Telling them, what to do.
Just like right now.
The candidates. Yeah.
Doug, it's 40-something past the hour.
Oh, thank you, Richie. 42 and actually almost 43. Thank you very much.
Time to take a break, Doug.
Okay. How fast are Allegra gel caps? It's raking the leaves and loving it fast. How strong are Allegra gel caps?
I'm running with my favorite workout partner, Strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms. It starts working in just 1 hour, two times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's a yes to pick up football with the guys strong.
Allegra Gel Caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Hi, this is Jennifer Horn from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. We'd love to hear your opinions. Just log on to DJVShow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us why you listen. Tell us about yourself. Tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where five lucky listeners will win $300 in cash. So go to DJVShow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's DJVShow.com.
Superbeets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help with blood flow and circulation. Get the blood to your muscles, your heart, and your brain. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Superbeets free. Comes with your first order. Dial 800-655-4183. Feel the results or get your money back. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. To order.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
A congressman named Matthew Lyon was indicted for writing a letter to the editor criticizing the president. He was put on trial, fined $1,000, and sentenced to 4 months in jail. That was in 1800, and the law under which he was prosecuted was quickly repealed when Americans realized what a threat it was to their constitutional rights. But that didn't settle it forever. In 2015, the Federal Communications Commission held public hearings to discuss how to regulate online political speech. On websites like YouTube and blogs like The Drudge Report, we need to look through the lens of liberty and realize that our freedom is as insecure today as ever, and it is still the duty of all citizens to defend it.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save. But since money talks, we just ask for savings instead.
Greetings and some salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
How fast are Allegra gel caps? It's raking the leaves and loving it fast. How strong are Allegra gel caps?
I'm running with my favorite workout partner, Strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms. It starts working in just 1 hour, two times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's a yes to pick up football with the guys strong.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
The charts for the week of October 3rd to the 7th, courtesy of Talkers Magazine, to review them one more time during the course of our countdown so that you have a firm grasp, not only for your own information, but to kind of follow along. Not that we always follow the action quite as directly as we might. But anyway, at the end in the number 10 position, sports talk radio, the playoffs, NFL, getting into the season, all that good stuff. Moving down the list, the Kardashian jewelry heist. NASA contractor being arrested. The WikiLeaks document drop threat. immigration policy and discussions thereof in the political world. Hurricane Matthew at number 4, the Middle Eastern situation number 3, the debate between the two vice presidential candidates. I don't know why that's number 2. That ought to be number 10, actually. And the presidential race, as usual, that's at the top of the heap and will be for another month here. Now, on the other side of the street, we have the list of people that are hot in terms of conversational purposes. Here we go with a list from number 10 to number 1. Number 10, Tom Brady. Number 9, Kim Kardashian. Number 8, Harold Martin and Edward Snowden sort of tied. Actually, all of these people should be together. Julian Assange in there as well. Then there's Vladimir Putin. Bill Clinton's at number 5. The two vice presidential candidates are at number 4, tied for that position. President Obama is 3. Mrs. Clinton is 2. And Donald Trump is number 1. So when you pick apart all of this stuff, look at how heavily weighted politics is on this whole thing. The top 5 are all related to the presidential race. And the bottom, at least 8, 7, and 6, all related to hacking and computer. Because certainly Putin, I think Putin's put Edward Snowden up. That's why he's staying in Russia to do all the hacking that's going on. What do you think? This is the Talk Radio Review. Are you ready to try your own Super Beats Superfood shot? Go to DougLikesBeats.com or give Super Beats a call, 800-655-4183, 800-655-4183. This is my favorite nutrition secret. This is Jennifer's favorite nutrition secret. This is Victoria's favorite nutrition secret. This is Rich McFadden's favorite nutritional secret. And it's all being shared with you. Great nutrition, better circulation, a healthier heart, more energy, more stamina, so you can live life to the fullest. Get a 30-day supply of Super Beats with your first order, backed by a money-back guarantee. Get a free book, Beat the Odds, free shipping on your entire order. You will love the results you feel. Keep your blood pressure in the healthy zone and get the blood to your muscles, your brain, all over your body with a really natural, wholesome way to get this, to get the delivery, if you will. Canister of Super Beats guaranteed. It's simple. There's a no-risk offer here. Put a scoop in a glass of water or a smoothie or something like that. Drink it down and feel this life-changing nutrition breaking through your body. So this is something you work out. You want to keep alert in your job, in the afternoons especially. You will love it. We all do. Call 800-655-4183 or click on to DougLikesBeats.com. Try it for yourself with a special offer at DougLikesBeats.com or give a call, Super Beats, 800-655-4183. All right, we have 46 minutes past the hour, and our focus on what's going on. I just said something that I think I was trying to get everybody to see or hear or feel what I do about. I'm confounded sometimes, but I'm not overwhelmed by the amount of information. I'm in the information business. I'm here to help you, so is Victoria, so is Rich, so is Jennifer, to understand some of the nuances of things that are going on around you, make sense of some of them, have some fun with some of it, get you to, you know, we have 4 different people with 4 different ideas, and hopefully it'll represent some of your thinking. We hit, I think, the high spots most of the time. But I think every once in a while we leave out things that part of the audience are thinking. We don't give credit or credence to some of the quote-unquote conspiratorial theories that apply themselves to any number of these things this week or in any week. For example, if you look around, you will find photos and some video showing the chemtrails that have supposedly, according to some, affected this storm, Hurricane Matthew. And the then control that the government exercises by sending the National Guard into the area, and why it got in the way of a lot of stories that started this week that went no place. And I think we mentioned a couple of them earlier, the tax thing for Trump didn't go any place, really. I mean, it got lost in the hurricane. And there was a story that sort of floated around last week toward the end of the week about the millions of dollars that were donated to the Clinton Foundation that was supposed to be used in Haiti that didn't get used in Haiti, and whether that got lost in all of this as well. Whether it's true or it's not true, it's just another part, another angle, another way of sort of understanding what's going on. And for that reason, I find and I applaud and I like using all the tools that we have of our trade. I don't want people to think that I'm, what do you call me, Captain Curmudgeon?
Yes.
I like using them, but I think we have so much information sometimes, I don't know which way to go. And for those of people that run radio programs, they can say, nothing to talk about today, those people should be fired. Because there's plenty.
It's always something
to talk about, yes.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
We're at Tech Talk time now, so we'll check for this week the top five technology stories. I'm the big voice announcer. It'll be my important job to go from number five to number one, leading into Victoria Keelan actually describing what the stories are all about. So let's get started with number five.
We had a lot of variety in the world of tech this week, starting with number five, and Dyson, the futuristic vacuum company, has had their first foray into the non-vacuum marketplace with a hairdryer that it looks just as futuristic as their vacuums do. It looks basically like a stick with a donut hole on top of it. There's no motor in the actual head of the hairdryer, and all the motor is in the handle part, so beauty bloggers were reviewing it this week when it first hit the market, and it's getting a lot of favorable reviews. However, the price tag is a big bone of contention with a lot of people because it's $399. So if you want to cut down your drying time on your hair, it might be worth it, but a lot of beauty bloggers are taking a pass on it until they lower the price for the next generation.
Number four.
Tinder launched a new feature this week which will help you get your profile out there more if you're willing to pay for it. So just like on Facebook and on Twitter, if you want to pay a little extra to have your posts boosted, you can now boost your profile on Tinder. It will give you 30 minutes of being one of the top profiles in your swiping area. So when you pay for the boost, if it's a Friday night or a Saturday night and a lot of people are on Tinder, then you'll get up to 10 times more views, and maybe you can find the love of your life if you're willing to pay for it. So right now they're yes, it's very very romantic. They're experimenting right now in certain markets, but romance is alive on Tinder. Yes.
Uncle Leroy said the same thing. Number three.
Facebook entered into a new marketplace with their new marketplace app this week. They're taking on kind of some of Craigslist's business. It's a free app on Android and iPhone, and you can list all of the things that you want to sell within your area. It makes it a lot easier because Facebook, you can see the people's profiles. You know who you're dealing with. You can see who their friends are. A lot of people are saying this is a much safer and more convenient way and more reliable way to sell your goods. eBay is fine, but a lot of people complain that you have to ship things.
eBay's a pain.
eBay can be a pain. It really can be. And Craigslist, a lot of people don't like it because a total stranger could show up at your house to see whatever it is that you're selling. And there are a lot of safety issues with that. So at least with the Facebook's new marketplace app, people are really responding to it. And it kind of started from local Facebook pages in neighborhoods, which I know Rich McFadden has also talked about in his neighborhood. They have a Facebook page where they sell and trade things.
That's big time.
And now it's, so now that's where it's stemmed from. So it's a whole new marketplace app.
A common sense application, actually.
Yeah.
It makes good sense. Okay. So let's get to number two this week on our countdown of the top technical stories.
Well, Google had a really big announcement this week. It got kind of overshadowed by some other news, which we'll get to in our number one spot. But Google announced its first actual Google phone built from the ground up. This is just like their it's just like iPhone. They have a Google Assistant, which is similar to Amazon's Alexa or Siri. But they're saying this is way better than Siri. And it all kicks off by saying, OK, Google, instead of Hey, Siri. So you can send messages for you. It integrates with all of your Google Maps. And it starts at $649 for an unlocked phone or $27 a month if you have a Verizon plan.
Oh, Verizon. Ugh.
I know.
All right. Number one this week in Tech Talk.
This was a huge story. Edward Snowden this week set the internet ablaze when he leaked the information that Yahoo has been scanning all of your incoming emails, millions and millions of emails, at the request of either the FBI or the NSA. No one seems to know exactly who requested this of Yahoo, but they've complied without telling any of their users, and no one signed on for this. No one gave permission for it, but they scanned all of your incoming emails, and a lot of people this week decided to cancel their Yahoo accounts because of it, which, I understand completely.
And the other major companies like Google said, no way. Microsoft may be a little dirty on this. Yes?
Microsoft seemed a little bit murky. They said that they didn't have software like this, but they didn't go as far to say that they wouldn't that they wouldn't create software like this, or that they wouldn't comply with the government if they did get a request. Google was adamant. They said, no way. If you give us this request, the answer is no way.
No. N-O, no, or K-N-O-W, no. No, that's no. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, you got to figure it out. There they are, the top tech stories of the week. Thank you, Victoria Keelan.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.